Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Live Talk, the Women's Roundtable, coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington, this Thursday, June the 2nd, 2022. I am your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
Today on Live Talk, we are discussing basic good prices, with most Zimbabweans saying they are increasingly getting out of reach for the majority of citizens, and also with retailers having adopted different foreign currency exchange rates.
And for the past few weeks, prices of basic commodities have been skyrocketing amid concerns that this is influenced by parallel market exchange rates and profiteering to cushion consumers from price shocks occasioned by geopolitical developments in Europe and local speculative behavior, according to the state media.
Yes, PJ, we are saying according to state media, because some economists argue that Zimbabwe has to improve the economic situation. But Zimbabwe is saying this is happening worldwide. Of course, we've seen that in many countries, this is also happening. But some are saying because our currency is already weak, we get to get this atmosphere. For example, while the official US to Zimbabwe dollar rate is at US 1 is to 308.5, some supermarkets have reportedly pegged their prices using rates of between 1 is to 400 or 450. In the past, shoppers could just walk into any shop and buy groceries as they were hardly any price differences from one shop to another. But we hear now the situation has changed due to pegging of prices using black market rates. And members of the public have expressed concern over the ever-increasing prices of these goods, saying there is need for government to intervene.
And as it is, Stanley, the Zimbabwe School Examination Council, ZIMSEC, has also announced November 2022 US dollar pegged examination fees, with the government maintaining the 55% candidates writing examinations in public, mission and council-owned schools, while those at private schools will pay the full cost. Candidates will, however, pay their fees at the prevailing official exchange rate, which is 308 this week, but that might change next week because it is changing on a weekly basis as of July 22 this year. In a statement last night, ZIMSEC made it clear that no payment in US dollars should be accepted by schools or center heads. And the ZIMSEC spokesperson, Ms. Nick Lamini, confirmed the new fees structure, saying, quote, "The Zimbabwe School Examination Council would like to inform its valued stakeholders of the gazetted examination registration fees for the November 2022 examinations, and the government will be subsidizing examination fees by 55% for in public schools, local authority schools, and not for profit mission schools."
Yes, hopefully that subsidizing helps, PJ. We saw that even on prices, government is some once said it will subsidize, but consumers and shopkeepers were saying they don't see how the government is subsidizing the price of mini-meal and so forth. They didn't toe the line. And on prices of basic goods, we saw the government saying it recently suspending the duty on basic commodities, which include cooking oil, sugar, and maize meal. And when we are talking of school, it's worrying because even teachers want their salaries increased. And because they are saying the salaries are remaining stagnant, not just for teachers, while their price hikes. So this creates an imbalance. And while those fees may go up, hopefully there will be teachers in schools to teach these children, because we see that sometimes they say they don't have money to go to school to teach. So this is quite the problem. Yebo-ke, PJ, kulabo-ke abasanda ukusixhuma lamhlanje, sicubungula udaba lwentengo yempahla, yona elokhu ikhuphuka mihla ngamalanga. Siyabona njalo ukuthi sikhuluma kanje, kumaviki ambalwa edluleyo, intengo yempahla ikhwela mihla ngamalanga nsuku zonke. Kuqala abantu esesikhulume labo babe sithi kwake kuhlale nje iviki kumbe amabili kumbe inyanga kodwa kathesi uyathusuka kusasa ufice sokukhwelile njalo. Siyabona njalo ukuthi abanengi bathi lokhu ngabe kusenziwa ngalabo abatshintsha imali yakwamanye amazwe phandle lapha ukuthi bagcina besebenzisa isisindo esiphezulu, besebenzisa i-exchange rate ephezulu okwenza labo abathengisa impahla labo begcine besenza khonoko ukuthi bathi imali le ingaka ngedola yemelika. Ngakho yena nxa usubuya le yakho-ke bond note kumbe eZimbabwe kumbe i-RTGS sokumele ibe phezulu ngoba isizama ukufica yena leyo dola yemelika okuthiwa ukuze uthenge nje eyodwa kumele ube idola eyodwa iyabe ilingana le-300 ayifiki. Ngakho lokho kuba nzima-ke ebantwini abavele belomholo ophansi, njalo asikho lokuthi iyo yodwa leyo imali eficakala njalo. Kwezinye indawo uyayifica vele eyodwa ithengwa nge-400 to 450, okwenza abaningi bengenelisi ukuthenga okudingakalayo ezindlini lapha ma-ke nge-cooking oil, amafutha okuphekisa, sikhuluma ngechukela, sikhuluma ngempuphu, intengo yempahla liyaqansa. Kodwa-ke uhulumende uthi uyaphathisa ngoba nanko phela uthi wathi akusabhadathelo nxa kungeniswa amafutha okupheka lechukela lempuphu emngceleni yamazwe. Wakhipha-ke singathi ijuti ukwenzela ukuthi wanika le mvumo kwalabo abafuna ukuyathenga ukuthi beye kuthenga lokho. Njalo isizo impahla zesitolo kuphela ezikhuphukayo. Siyabona njalo ukuthi kukhuphuka lama-school fees, imbadalo yesikole ikhuphukile. Uhulumende-ke wethule umbiko esithi sokwenzakele lokho. Njalo abanye-ke bakhathazeka ngokuthi kuphezulu imbadalo leyi, ingani ikhangelwa ngokuthi ingaba yimalini ngedola yemelika, abantu bona bese bebhadala malini. Yikho-ke lapho kule ngxabangxoza khona, abantu bathi thina singezelelwanga umholo, kodwa nangu imbadalo yama-school fees yona iyakhwela. Yikho-ke lokhu-ke esikucubungulayo lamhla kuhlelo lwethu oluphathelane labesifazana, sikhangela ukuthi kambe bona abesifazana bathi njengoba abantwana bekhangele bona ukuthi kuphekwe endlini, kubhadalwa ama-school fees, ukwenziwe konke, ye labo baba banceda. Kodwa isikhathi esiningi njengoba besitsha abesifazana, umntwana ubuye ekhala kumama ukuthi ulambile, umama ngoyobonayo laphana ukuthi aphekeni. Phela bathi ayisikho kodwa lokhu, le mthelo yamagetsi, amanzi, konke kuyabe kukhuphukile endlini. Yikho-ke siyabe sikucubungula lokhu. Silabahlonitshwa bethu lapha, omunye umhlonitshwa esilaye esizaqala esizakhuluma laye ngenkosazana Memories Ncube. Yena-ke isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele South Africa, uyabe khuluma ezimele kodwa ukunhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa elwela amalungelo oluntu khona ngale South Africa. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe siyabona ukuthi lanxa ehlala-ke kwele South Africa, yibo-ke abeZimbabwe abahlala eSouth Africa, iningi labo ababambe imizi eminingi emakhaya lapho ngokuthumela impahla. Labo bathi khona ngale impahla intengo yempahla isikhuphukile kodwa kufani lokweZimbabwe. Ngakho lokho beqhubeka lanxa kulo bunzima. Hhayi, okuningi-ke siza kuzwa ngaye-ke umhlonitsha wethu labanye abahlonitsha esizakhuluma labo. Ye, ingqobe isikuwe PJ.
Ongo, tinokugashirai muchirongwa chedu chanhasi, chirongwa chakanangana nekukurukura zvinobata madzimai. Nhasi unouyu muchirongwa chedu ngatikurukurei madzimai. Tiri kutarisa kukwira kuri kuita mitengo yezvinhu zvinoshandiswa mazuva ose, zvakadai semafuta ekubikisa, zvakadai sechingwa, mukaka. Zviri kuomera kunyanya-nyanya madzimai. Saka tiri kutoedza kuziya nyaya iyoyi yekukwira kwemitengo kuitira kuti tinge tichibayirane semadzimai kuti tione kuti munhukadzi angararama sei. Zvinhu zviri kunyanya kuomesesa nemhaka yekuti mutengo wemafuta pasi rose wakakwira nehondo iyoyi iri kuitika pamwe kuukraine pamwewo zvekare nekusabatwa zvakanaka kwemitemo kana kuti zvisungo zvinofambisa zvakanaka upfumi hwenyika, hungava upfumi hwenyika, zvingava zvimwe zvisungo zvakangodaro-daro, zvikuru sei panyaya yemari. Iko zvino izvi mari, mitengo yezvinhu muzvitoro iri kungotariswa ne-US dollar, nekuti uremu hweZimbabwe dollar hwadere. Saizvozvi, pamusika wekutenga dhora rekuAmerica kubhangi guru renyika reReserve Bank of Zimbabwe iri pa$308.50 padhora rimwe chete rekuAmerica. And isvondo rino chete, mutengo uyu uri kuramba uchishanduka vhiki nevhiki. Vhiki rinouya izvezvi pamwe inetenge yatodarika ipapa. Nekuti svondo rapfuura iro yakanga itori pa-$299. Svondo rino iri yakwira ikaenda pa-$308. Kozotiwo kumusika mutema avo vanoita munzira muchivande, dhora rekuAmerica iko zvino riri kutengwa pakati pe-$450 dhora rimwe chete kana kuti $480. Pamwe pacho pamwe unotoritenga ne-$500. Zvinhu zvakaomera madzimai izvozvo, kuti anga uchichengetedza mari, uchikwanisawo zvekare kubhadharira zvese zvinodiwa paupenyu hwemhuri yekuti inge ichirarama. Izvozvo zvekare zvawedzerwa nekuti pane makakatanwa pakati pemabhizimusi iri kuramba ichiti ngakushandiswe dhora remuZimbabwe, vemabhizimusi vachiti ngakushandiswe dhora rekuAmerica nekuti zvinhu zvese zviri pamutengo wedhora rekuAmerica. Izvozvo zvekare padaidzirwa kunzi bazi rebandiko reZimbabwe School Examination Council rinoona nezvemaexams ratodaidzira kuti izvo mafees emaexams muna November akatoiswa nedhora rekuAmerica. Izvozvi zviri kunzi avo vachange vachinyora grade 7 vanofanirwa kubhadhara $30, makumi matatu emadhora ekuAmerica. Kana kuti asi mari iyi inenge ichibhadharwa zvayo mudhora reZimbabwe. Iro racho riri kuramba ichikwira ichiramba ichiderera uremu hwayo kana rakananganiswa neUS. Pozotiwo veordinary level mafom 4 vanenge vachibhadhara $11 pasubject imwe chete. Hurumende ichange ichipa subsidy $24 pasubject imwe chete. Ukatarisawo zvekare kuma A level, mamission schools, mapublic schools nemalocal authorities eaya zvikoro zvekanzuru, vana vanenge vachibhadhariswa $22 pasubject imwe chete, uyewo hurumende ichibhadhara $26. Asi avo vekuzvikoro zvirira zvega anova maprivate schools vanenge vachibhadhara yese yakadaro. Sei tikatarisa pamaA level, mwana anenge achibhadhara $48 pasubject imwe chete. Pafom 4 ndizvo inoti $11 nesubsidy $24 yehurumende, saka zvinobva zvapa iri $35 pasubject imwe chete. Saka zvicharembera vakawanda. Ndizvo zvatiri kukura nezvazvo nhasi unowu, kuti madzimai toita sei kuti zvinge zvichireruka mbijana. Uyewo takatarisa kuti vanhu vari kugunun'una kuti mari dzacho dzatinotambira kune avo vanoshanda hadzifambirane nemafees iwaya ari kutaurwaya, saizvozvi kubhadharira mafom 4 vari kunyora mazama, vari kubhadharira mafom 6 vari kunyora mazama, kana vari kubhadharira magrade 7 vari kunyora mazama. Ndizvo zvatiri kukurukura nezvazvo nhasi unouyu. Tine munyarikani wedu Mai Chenai Mutambasere, vanovawo nyanzvi inoongorora nezveupfumi ichiongororawo zvekare nezvebudiriro yenyika nemadzimai. Saka vachange vachitipowo mazano avo, vari kuti ivo vakamboshanyira kuZimbabwe mazuva apfuura, izvezvi chando chasvika zvakaomera mudzimai. Saka ivo vanogara vari ku United Kingdom ku UK saka vachange vachiti baira zani
mai chenai mutambasere tinogamuchirai muchirongwa chedu chanhasi chemadzimai apo tinokurukura nenyaya dzakanangana nemadzimai nhasi unowu toda kunge tichitarisa matambudziko ari kusangana nemadzimai kuZimbabwe mitengo yezvinhu iri kungokwira mazuva nezuva tozotarisawo zvekare huremu hwedhora remuZimbabwe kana richienzaniswa nedhora rekuAmerica riri kuramba richiderera huremu hwaro izvezvizvi panotone maexchange rates akati wandei rekubhengi rekuRBZ nerepamusika mutema muri kuzvionawo sei muri kunzwawo kuti vanhukadzi vakatarisana nematambudziko akadini kuZimbabwe
maite henyu nekundisedza kuti titaure zvirimu zvakakosha kudai pamusoro penyika yeZimbabwe zvinhu zviri kuitika iko zvino tinoona kuti zvinova zvinhu zvinosimbira mukadzi Zimbabwe nekuti tinoziva kuti kuZimbabwe handi tinoti musha mukadzi mukadzi ndiye anenge achiona zvitengwa zviriko achitengesawo mbokrosawo bhodha kudzoka kudii kuti chii kuti mhuri iwane raramo asi pazvave iko zvino
Takatarisa izvezvi hurumende iri kuti ngapashandiswe dhora remuZimbabwe asiwo zvekare kana vachidaidzira dzimwe mimwe mitengo yakadaisa izvozvi vebazi renoona nezvemaexams rezimsake rakatoburitsa mari inofanirwa kunge ichibhadharirwa vari kuita grade 7 vari kunyora maexams nedhora asi vanhu vachizongobhadhara zvavo neuremu hwakanangana nedhora hungava pamusika mutema kana pamusika wekuRBZ munozvionawo seizvi
iko zvino tiri kuona kuti avo vanotarisa nezveupfumi munyika vari kuda kutonga nenharo kwete kutonga nenjere kana vachitonga nenharo ndinotaura kuti tikuramba tichitaurirwa kuti isusu rambai muchishandisa mari yemuZimbabwe asi tichiziva kuti mari chaiyo chaiyo iri kudeedzerwa iri kushandiswa pazvinhu zvakawanda imari yeamerican dollar izvi zvinoita kuti mari yemuZimbabwe irambe ichidzikira muvalue yayo asi pakudzikira kwayo iri kuderedza zvakare nemari yeamerican dollar riri kushandiswa muZimbabwe ukafamba kune dzimwe nyika kunyange uri kuamerica ukanotarisa zvitengwa zvinobuda pa1 american dollars wodzokera kuZimbabwe unotarisa zvitengwa zvinobuda pa1 american dollars unoona kuti mutengo weamerican dollar iri kuZimbabwe wava kutodzikira kupinda mutengo weamerican dollar mune dzimwe nyika izvi zvinoitwa nekuti patiri kuramba tichishedzera kuti ngatishandisei zimudhora tichishandisa mari ine uremu hwakanyanyodzikisisa sterling inobva yadhonza kukosha kwayo uchidzikira kukosha kwayo kuchidzikira kunobva kwaita futi kuti american dollar yemuZimbabwe kukosha kwayo kudzikirewo so naizvozvo tinoona kuti mitengo inoramba ichikwira mitengo ichikwira mari ichiita shoma avavo vezimsei kana takatarisa zvinhu zvemuZimbabwe aya tinoti value chain inova iyo kugadzirwa kwezvinhu muZimbabwe hatina muZimbabwe value chain inotanga ichigumira muZimbabwe kuti tigadzire chikunyange chiri chii kana chii zvacho chinogadzirwa muZimbabwe chinotodeedzera kuti dai ndanowana chimwe chinhu kubva kunze kwenyika patinobva tadaro tinobva tanzi tofanira kutitsvaga mari iyoyo yeamerican dollars kana kuti mari yekune dzimwe nyika izvi ndozvinoita kuti zvinhu zvakawanda muZimbabwe zvishedzerwe nemari yemaamerican dollars nekuti vanhu vanenge vachitengesa kunyange chiri chii chavari kutengesa kana kuti maexams maexam pepe iwayo kuti avepo panenge pakatoshandiswa chi maamerican dollars ndosaka ende imwe problem imwe nhau iri kunetsa futi muZimbabwe inyaya yekuti nekuda kweinflation nekuda kwekuderedzera kwevalue yemari yemuZimbabwe kuti tichiramba tichitaura nezvemari yemuZimbabwe yatinoziva kuti nhasi kana chinhu changa chiri 1000 RTGS mangwana chinenge chava 5000 RTGS nekuda kweinflation. Saka zviite kuti maprize anenge achishedzerwa achazobhadharwa muna December, achazobhadharwa muna September, achedzerwe nemari yanhasi yeRTGS. Nekuti mari iyi ichazodzikisisa. Tinoona iko zvino kuti inflation yacho iri kushedzerwa yava kuma 700%. Saka mari iyi ichazodzikisa zvekuti 1000 RTGS yataitaura nhasi tichazoona muna September kuti hapana chaichakwanisa kutenga. Chinhu ichocho chaimbonzi chava 1000 RTGS chinenge chava kuma 7000 kana kuma 10000 RTGS.
Looking at the prices, Miss Chennai, in Zimbabwe, how would you advise a Zimbabwean woman right now to survive in such a situation which is just going crazy?
Right now, my advice is do not try to avoid keeping, especially the Zimbabwean currency, money on your person. Try as much as possible to convert it into any asset. It could be a basic asset, non-perishable, like cooking oil, soap, anything like this, because these things will increase in price. Whether it's their value in US dollar or their value in Zim dollar, the prices will go up. So I would advise you to think ahead. Think about what you will need tomorrow that you can pay for today. That way you will minimize the impact on yourself of the increased inflation.
Toenda kushona. Munga mazano ripi ramunga pa madzimai ari muZimbabwe ari kurarama munguva yakaoma kudai.
Ndinenge ndichisarisira kuti dai madzimai takwanisa kuti patinenge tabata mari, mari iyi toishandisa kutenga chingava chitengwa chatingada isusu ramangwana, chingava chitengwa chatingafunga kuti tinogona kuzotengesera munhu ramangwana. Nekuti mari makagara makaibata iri hard cash, iyi mari iri kuramba ichiderera nevalue. Mari yawakabata nhasi mangwana inotenga zvishoma pane zvayaikwanisa kutenga nhasi. Naizvozvo ndinoti ngatiikwanisei kutione kuti chii chatingashandisa kutenga kuda tinogona kuzochitengesa mangwana, kana kuti isusu wacho tinogona kuzochishandisa mangwana.
Kutenga zvakawanda.
Ehe, apa ndiri kutaura kuti kutenga zvakawanda zvinenge zvichienderanawo nehomwe yako, zvinenge zvichirevawo kuti chinhu ichi uri kuchitenga nekuti wewe unoziva kuti uchazochidawo mangwana, kana kuti unoziva kuti ramangwana pamwe unogona kuzochitengesa. Nekuti ndinotaura izvi nekuti mari nhasi zvainokwanisa kutenga, kana kunge wakabata 5 US dollars, kana kuti wakabata 5000 bonds, ramangwana mari iyoyo ichange ichitenga zvishoma pane zvayaikwanisa kutenga nhasi.
Ichokwadi ichocho. Zvino takatarisa kuti zvingaitwe sei kuti unge uchibhadharira maexam fees izvezvi, kana kuti mafees emuna September temu yechitatu izvezvi, mari ichine huremu huri nani? Ringava zano rakanaka here iko zvino?
Hongu, kana uchinge wawana mari inokwana kuti ubhadhare maexam fees, kana kuti ubhadhare even maschool fees, ndinoti dai wazviita iko zvino. Kana kuti kana uchikwanisa kutenga, kana uchiwana iwewe uchibhadharwa nemari yemuZimbabwe uchikwanisa kutenga maus dollars, zviri nani kuti umatenge nhasi, nekuti kuzomatenga mangwana anenge ava kudhura.
Saka zviri nani kuti unge uchitotenga uchitounganidza pashoma pashoma kusvikira nguva yacho yedeadline.
Ndizvozvo, dai zvaibvira avo vanotorawo mari dzemaexam fees, dai vaitendedza kuti dai vanhu vachotanga kuchibhadhara, even kana vanhu vachibhadhara vachiita mbichana mbichana kusvika nguva yacho yakwana, ndinoona kuti zvichabetsera vabereki vazhinji.
I think that advice would work well with a plan when the schools come up with a plan with parents. Don't you think so?
I agree. Where we are heading, I am deeply concerned that by the time we get to September, a lot of children will not be able to afford the school. Therefore, it would be prudent for schools and parents or guardians to come together to try and arrange payment plans now so that they can try and undermine the the disaster that we see coming ahead of us in come September in the third term.
With the impact of COVID-19 and winter is just approaching, or we are now headed there, it just started, I think, mid-May. Do
yes.
you think it's also going to impact on the prices, on the fees, and everything else?
Yes, I mean, I was recently in Zimbabwe, and I can say that for sure. You know, the winter nights are definitely there now. Really, we're seeing a lot of changes with the climate because of climate change, you know. So, yes, the impact is great. Because as we know, the winter demands more expenses, whether it is medical bills. There is a flu, a very bad flu virus going around in Zimbabwe right now as we are speaking. A lot of people may not even necessarily be testing for COVID-19 because, as you know, in Zimbabwe, you have to pay for the tests, and many people cannot afford. These tests are charged for in US dollars. So you find that a lot of people are just kind of carrying on. You know, I know there's a flu. I myself had a flu, a really bad one when I was in Zimbabwe. So, and you know, and the costs that come with that, you know, whether it's you're buying over-the-counter medicines, these things will go up in price because obviously they're being imported from elsewhere. And also, you know, you need more in terms of trying to keep everybody warm because the winter nights in Zimbabwe are definitely getting colder, much colder than when we were growing up in Zimbabwe. So there's a huge expense already on the family just because it's winter. And then that is then compounded by the fact that we have this virus still happening amongst us. People will be incurring hospital bills, will be incurring medicine bills. And also, you know, the idea in Zimbabwe, we have free movement. But, you know, people, the world hasn't quite properly adjusted from the days of the lockdowns, et cetera, et cetera. So there are a lot of things that are generally making things very difficult and increasing the economic pressures and the financial pressures on families.
Takatarisawo madzimai vakatarisa vana, vakatarisa mhuri, naiyo COVID iri kuramba, denda iri reCOVID iri kuramba richitenderera kwete muZimbabwe chete asi pasi rose. Muri kuonawo kuti madzimai vari kuzvigashira sei?
Zvinenge zvichingova zvinhu zvakaoma, zvinooma paviri, pakuti iwewe sewe uri webreadwinner, ndiwe uri kubuda uchinotengesa, uchiwana zvitengwa, uchiwana mari yekudzosa kumba. Iwewe wacho ukarwara. Tinoziva kuti muZimbabwe tagara tine problem yema non-communicable diseases, nyaya dzeBP, nyaya dzediabetes, zvinova zvirwere zvingadai zviri controlled. But nenhau yekuti hatina health system yedu haina kumira zvakanaka, nenyaya yeupfumi hwenyika husina kukwana, hausi kukwana kuti vanhu vange vachionekwa kunyanya nyaya dzema non-communicable diseases. So mudzimai unenge uri parisk pakuti iwewe ndiwe uri kubuda uri kunotenga uchidii uchifamba kana uchitengesa kana kuti uchishanda, ndiwe unogona kusangana nechirwere ichi. Kana uchinge warwara, zvochireva kuti hauchakwanisi kushanda mashandiro aunenge uchimboita mamwe mazuva. Zvinhu zvinombomira, kana zvinhu zvamira zvinorevawo kuti mari inomira. Naizvozvo unozonobatwa nayo problem iyoyo zvakare, kana mwana, kana mumwe wemhuri, angava murume kana anyone else vamunogara naye akarwarawo, uchazenge zvewa kufamba uchitsvaga mushonga, utsvaga mari yemushonga, aka pamwe wanga usingashandi nekuti wewe wacho wanga uchirwara. So tiri kuona kuti inguva yakaoma, inguva inogozhesesa, inotigozhera semadzimai kunyanya. Because at the moment hurongo huri muZimbabwe ndehwekuti kushanda maoko, handiti unenge uchitofambira kana uchiwana zvitengwa zvaunotengesa uchidii uchidii. You can't afford kuti nhasi handisi kushanda nekuti ndarwara, ukangodarowo mari inomira kuuya. So zvinhu zvachona zvinova zvinhu zvakaoma chaizvo, zvakaoma mudzimba, zvakaomera madzimai kunyanya avo vanova ivo vanenge vakamirira kuti ndo vachazenge vachiuya nemari mudzimba.
Zano ramungapa mudzimai ari kuZimbabwe iko zvino kuti ashinge uye azvidzivirire iye pache zvake, nekuti iye akarwara mhuri yese yaparara.
Ipapo ndingataura zvandinombonzwa avo vari kuhelp vachitaura vanotaura ivo kuti kana uchinge uri pamapiritsi ako eblood pressure iwewe ona kuti mapiritsi iwayo wagara uinawo ehe ndinoziva kuti mari dzinongova unenge uchiti mari iyi pane kuti ndinotsvaga mapiritsi regai ndiitire mwana ichi kana ichi asi kana iwewe ukasavapo upenyu hwemwana uyu hunotoita wese so zviri nani kuti uzvitungamidze iwe pamberi woona kuti kana ari mapiritsi eblood pressure kana kuri kunochekwa kuti yava papi kana ari mapiritsi ediabetes nekunochekwa nekudidi wazviendera pamberi wazviita priority kuona kuti iwewe semunhu akabata musha utano hwako huri pari nani
zvekare kune mamwe ekunotariswa gore negore akadai sekudzivirira cancer cervical cancer nezvimwewo zvakadaro mungavabayira zani
ndinotenda kuti muzimbabwe tava anonzi maima start centers mawomen start centers ekuti vakadzi vanokwanisa kuenda vachinotariswa izvi hazvibhadharwi kunyanya ava vanenge vapfuura makore 40 years kungogara waenda unotariswa nekuti vanotaura vachiti ivo kana kuchinge wakurumidza kuonekwa naizvozvo unokurumidzawo kubatsirikana kana wakurumidza kubatsirikana machances akowe ekurarama anowedzera so zvakanaka kuti utsvage mafree start center iwaya woona kuti kwaungaenda ndekupi kuti unotariswa uchekwe kunyanya izvozvo zvecervical cancer nekuti vanotaura kuti anenge akurumidza kuonekwa kuti ndozvaitika izvi anokurumidzawo kubatsirikana kana akurumidza kubatsirikana anorarama
zvimwe izvo necancer yezamu breast cancer nezvimwewo zvakadaro munhukadzi unongogara wakangogadzirira nguva dzose aiwa tinotenda mai Chennai Mutambasere kuti munge muri pachirongwa chedu nhasi unouyu muchitibayirawo mazano nezvakatsaukana zvinotarisana nemadzimai handi nyore kuva mudzimai ekupedzisira mashoko kune yavo madzimai ari kudiaspora mungati
ndingati ndinoti kunyanya vari kudiaspora ndinoziva kuti kazhinji kacho vakamirira dzimba vanenge vakamirira dzimba dzemudiaspora vomirira dzimba dziri muzimbabwe tichidaro ndinoti vamadzimai pamberi naro basa tiri kugona zvese zvamuri kuita izvozvo iwe pawakamira ungafunga kuti zvishoma asi zvishoma izvozvo zvine kwakawanda kwazviri kubata ndinongoti mwari aramba achitisimbisa tigokwanisawo kupedza iwo matano atakapiwa kuti tipedze namwari ndinotenda kuti vachatikwanisa
aiwa ndinotenda navane nzeve vanzwa tozosangana mune chimwe chikamu chicharamba chingokudaidzai sezvo muri nyanzvi kudai inoona nezveshanduko inoona nezvebudiriro mune zveupfumi tatenda zvikuru mai Mutambasere
ndatenda
yebo ke kuyezwakala PJ siyakwamukela uhlelo Nkosazana Ncube ungazitsho nje ngebizo ukuthi ungubani khona ngapho
mina ibizo ngumemory Ncube seSouth Africa ngihlala lokusebenza eSouth Africa
yebo ke memory udaba esiluhluzayo lamhlanje ukukhuphuka kwentengo yempahla siyabona ukuthi impahla intengo yempahla ikhuphukile ezitolo kwenzakala njalo khona ngapho kwele South Africa kunjani
okay yeah into zikhuphukile kakhulu emalangeni wona la mina lami ngihlala ngizibuza nje ukuthi kwenzakaleni ngiyabona i-2 liters ye cooking oil for example kubo January February I think ibikubo 40 rand 50 rand khona lapho but manje isikubo 150 so into zikhuphukile sivile lathi nje njengabantu sebesizibuza ukuthi kanti yini ebangelini ukuthi izinto zikhuphuke kangaka
kwele Zimbabwe bayakhala abantu ngokuthi lanxa intengo yempahla ikhuphuka umholo wabo awukhuphuki kuyafana yini la khona ngapho kwele South Africa impilo sinzima
to an extent because mina angizokhuluma about personal experience yami. Uyathola ukuthi into right now uma sikhuluma kanjani into zikhuphukile. But uthola ukuthi emsebenzini isalary ayikhuphukanga or uma ikhuphukile maybe ikhuphuke ngabo 500 rand or ngo-300 rand into ezinjalo. So izinye izinto zikhuphuka kani sengi-experience ukuthi kukhuphuke la ma-salaries as well.
Yeah.
Mama bewakhuphuze bewakhuphula bakhuphula ngemali liyani ukuthi lawo uzobona ukuthi kuyabhalansana lendlela izinto ezikhuphuka ngakhona generally nje.
Yeah, ngiyakuzwa. Sesinanzelela njalo ukuthi kwele Zimbabwe iningi lithembe mina abantu omama babo dadewabo abasebenza kwele South Africa labanewabo. Lokho kuseneliseka yini ukuthi libaphathise ekhaya?
Uxola ngizanga kuhle last part ye question.
Yeah, singathi siyananzele ukuthi abekhaya bathembelina ukuthi libaphathise. Lokho kuyenzakala yini? Lokho liseneliso ukuphathisa abekhaya. Ungaqalisa nje ngokubona banganini bakho la ngomzekeliso wakho nje mathupha.
Mina ukuphathisa lokho ngiphathisa because at the end of the day uyabungela choice ukuthi ungayenzani. Abadala abangeza ke bese ngendlala wena senza khona lokho okuncane okwenzayo. So ngiyabona kungcono ukuthi ngisacrifice at least bangathola ama-basics kuphela. Okunye lokhu sizophela sibona.
Yeah.
So ukuthumela sisathumela sibili but akusafani la kudala but kuyabungela choice futhi ukuthi vele ungayenzani, you know.
Manje okusuka kuchiphe kuyini ukuthi umuntu athumele impahla kumbe imali?
Mina ngithumele imali. Angithumele imali in that sense because ungathumela imali sometimes uyathola ukuthi vele yibona maybe banezikweleti zabo ngale or banezinye izidingo zabo abazifunayo ezifuna imali. Uthola ukuthi inyanga isiphakathi sebekhompena ngendlala futhi. So what I do is kulama online shopping stores or laba ababiza ama runners. Ngiyaplace i-order yami kibo ngilapha. Ngibanikeza i-grocery list yami. Bangitshela ukuthi izongikhosta imali engaka including ama-service fees wabo. Then ngibabhadala imali leyo and then ngibona ekhaya sebehamba sebesiya-collecta kwi-grocery. Ngithumela uma kuyimali maybe masekuyimali ye-school fees or imali yamaphilisi kulo muntu ogulayo or mama yagula or baba yagula or abantwana bayagula. Yilapho engithumela khona imali. Otherwise isikhathi esiningi vele uhamba kwi-grocery bona bayamukela sokuyi-grocery.
Yebo-ke
ama-runners bona lawo.
Ye yeah, ama runners yibo abachiphile okwedlula malayitsha kumbe sokungulunyawo lutsha lokuthumela.
Mina ngibona kungcono sometimes omalayitsha ngoba angithi bayekwazi ukuthi vele asila choice ekhaya kumele uthumele. So imali eningi kakhulu ngoba bayabe bekwazi ukuthi vele whether yafuna or akafuni uzothumela kuphela. And then ma usucompare ama-runners kungcono ngoba already bayabe besekhaya mainto yabo beyidurisile maybe bayidurise nge-extra 5 rand or extra 10 rand or extra 20 rand. But at the end of the day mina ngibabona besibachipha ukudlula omalayitsha.
Ye kodwa basebenza kuhle yini? Basebenza njani? Likhululekile ukusebenza labo ukuthi singathi ku-safe, akula ukuqelibezela. Njalo ungathumela ingxi yini oyithumelayo njenganxa uthumela kumalayitsha?
Mina i-runner yami engilayo, she's very reliable. Akakangihluphi. Angazi maybe usazojinja ngokuya kwesikhathi but hayi akakangihluphi. Ngiyamali yakhe ngapha e-South Africa because i-business yakhe is registered ngayo-South Africa. Ngiyamfakela imali yakhe ku-akhawunti ngapha. Yena uyathatha i-grocery list yami ayipakishe izinto engiyabe ngithe ngiyazifuna because omama basemakhaya ngale emaphandleni abese siyazifaka emabhasini kibo amabhasi la aya kubomama emaphandleni. So for now, Avara and Shupi, we have a very good business relationship. And as much of Sia Pambili, who would want to make a business like a MySecula, and my friends, MySecula, Ginger, and it is service. So for me, over my 7 Sana, who is severe.
Wong is in Lila, in Lawian Ali Kai, I was a thing is a Kai, I was a car, what in Madame Fagelinga? Yeah, kwenza kube lula la ukuthi ungahamba usiyathenga impahla usiyalayichisa ubhadalisa lokhu nalo.
So it's very convenient.
Yeah, ngizwe usithi she is kungabe kungumuntu wesifazana yini ukuthi ukuthi laba besifazana sokubanika ama business.
Mina umuntu engisebenza la umuntu wesifazana.
Mhm. Ngezinye indlela lokhu kungabe sokudalela imisebenzi abesifazana labo ukuthi bayenze engalangozi njengokuchayela.
Kakhulu.
Yeah, kuyezwakala. Kodwa li nje nxa licedisa abekhaya liyalandela konke okwenzakalayo yini. Njengokuthi liyabona kwempahla yentengo litshelwa yibo ama runners liyayizwa lokuthi ama school fees asekhwelile.
Ngezami ndlela ukuthi ngi-up to date ngezinto ezenzakalayo ekhaya. So ma ngingafundanga enyuzini or ngamameli news or ngabala online ngilokuxoxa labazali bami ngakho anything nje yabe senzakala ekhaya ezosi-affecta mina labo, whether in a positive or in a negative way, but siyaxoxa nje ngakho konke okwenzakalayo.
Mhm. Esikhathini esedluleyo sike saxoxa ngodlakela oluqondiswe kwabokuza khona ngapho kwele South Africa. So kuthule yini kulezi nsuku, kuyasebenzeka kumbe lokho kuqhamuka lapha lalapha?
Ah, kuyaqhamuka lapha lalapha ya. Kuyaqhamuka lapha lalapha. Iviki ledlulileyo benguzi la online ukuthi bese Alex. So kusasekhona khona, angazi ukuthi into ezophela kumbe njani, angazi, but khona kusasekhona.
Mhm. Okusho ukuthi abantu baqinisele.
Akusekho.
Yeah, ungaqhubeka.
Baqinisela, yokuqinisela nje ukuthi vele wabungela choice uzokwenzani. You know, but khona kusasekhona vele.
Yeah, kuyezwakala. Nxa uxoxisana labangani bakho abavela ekhaya kumbe abanye abake basebenza, siyabona njalo ukuthi lanxa sizikhulumela lapha uzikhulumela uwedwa, kodwa ukhona kunhlanganiselela amalungelo eZimbabwe, eZimbabwe's community in South Africa. Unganjethi kuyini elikutholayo ebantwini nxa bexoxisana ngenhlanganiso? Bakhala ngani, bathi okuhlupha ikuyini kakhulu abeZimbabwe?
Okwamanje abantu bakithi vele baconcerned ngendaba yamaphepha yena le. Baconcerned yiyo indaba eyi-stress esikhulu kakhulu ebantwini abaningi, because it's affecta in a very, very negative way and in a very big way. So yiyo i-problem engathi abantu yabawarried ngayo kakhulu right now. Ukuthi ma i-government yala ekhaya ingatshintshanga umcabango wayo, yasizwela sizoyenzani after December.
Mhm.
Sizophephela kuphi?
Ngalezo oye ukuthi basalindele isinqumo esivela kuhulumende. Lina kathesi kukhona ulwazi elibanika bona lona yini kumbe lani lisalindele?
Athina sisalindele lathi silindela ethembeni nje ukuthi maybe i-conscious yabo will appeal to them ukuthi ngabantu laba njengathi masibalahlela iganga kanje, siyabe sisithi bayenzeni, ithi sitshintshe umcabango.
Yeah.
Because sokuzanyiwe yonke imizamo ukuthi kungakhulunywa lahulumende, sizame ukuba soften inhliziyo and all that. Akukathembiso kwamanje.
Yeah, kuyezwakala. Manje bona labo kodwa emsebenzini akukahluphi ukuthi lokhana abanye babe sibank sebesithi kuvalwa amabhuku abemsebenzi, sebefuna ukubona ukuthi umuntu lamaphepha aqondileyo yini. Ababuya abanye belitshela ngakhona okumbe kuthule, abantu abaqha kuvuma ukuthi hayi kusalungiswa okweZimbabwe.
bakhona abalokuza benezikhalazo ezinjalo ukuthi ayemsebenzini sebekubuza ngendaba nje emsebenzini bafuna incwadi le ebuyomafezi ebikhuluma ngendaba yamaphemithi nezinto ezinjalo. So khona vele ifact yangkhona siqale lokubonakala vele ukuthi mayengalunganga le ndaba vele sisenkingeni.
Okay.
And mina lami sengengathola ama-messages like from ibank. Ingitshela ukuthi kumele ngizo-update information yami because i-permit yami iya-expire ngo-December.
Hey, ngabona kulukhuni nxa abantu bethembe khonokho.
Khona kulukhuni vele because at end of the day i-bank the minute i-permit i-expire angithi bayafreeze izinto zakho as long as ungahambanga le permit esi-renewe ukuthi bayayi-updatha. So hey vele abantu abaningi sisevalweni shem, sisevalweni.
Yeah, khathesi ngakahle sokulindelwe kuyini ukuthi kwenzakale, sibona ukuthi umnyaka uyahamba sesiphakathi laphakathi komnyaka kathesi, lingabe lilinde yena uDisemba yini?
Mina personally ngibona kanjalo ukuthi abantu sesithe ayi ithi sihlale silinde sibone ukuthi kuzokwenzakalani uDisemba mayefika ngoba aba bantu bathi akula nokuthi singayenzani ama-waiver la bathi siwa-aplayele. Abantu abaningi they don't qualify for ama-waiver lawo, they don't qualify. So even if ungaze uthi uya-aplaya, it's obvious ukuthi you are going to be rejected because you don't fall under critical skills.
Okay.
And futhi angikezwa umuntu oseke wathi u-aplayele for i-waiver leyo and waba successful. So hey,
yeah. Yeah, so kuyikuzwa ngayo uhulumeni, so kuyikuma kuzwakale ngayo uhulumeni. Kodwa lani liyavuma phela ngelikubonayo khona ngapha kwele South Africa ukuthi ngempela abasebenza khona ngapha beZimbabwe yibo abathwele imizi eminingi ekhaya.
Abantu basebenza South Africa abaningi vele babathwele imizi ekhaya. Yaba bethele imizi ekhaya ukuthi vele leyo nto leyo as much as izosi-affecta thina bangathi South Africa of emsebenzini ema-bank and all that, it also affects abantu ekhaya ngale because ma ngiyamisa emsebenzini because i-permit yami isi-expire-ile, it means umama lobaba abasela kuhle ekhaya, it means abantwana abasezi yesikolo, you know, izinto ezinjalo. So affects a lot of people in a very big way.
Mhm. Yeah, njalo labo ke ade sisiza ukuthi labo bengabe bebangele betshontsha kumbe bebangele izehlakalo zodlakela khona ngapho kwele South Africa bavela kwamanye amazwe ke. Ngoba siyasibone lapha ebulenjini bekuzilibaziso be-internet, ama-Facebook, ama-WhatsApp, abantu besithi hayi abantu bezimbayekeli ukungena ku-crime ukube besenza kungekho besephula imithetho. Ilokhu iphuma yini imbiko enjalo ukuthi weZimbabwe la uficakele lapha lalapha ngoba abanye abazali bathunyelwa imali etshontshi wena?
Mina I think thina amaZimbabweans we have become some sort of I don't know if ngisebenzisa ibala eli-right ma ngithi black sheep anyway. So of course amaZimbabweans akhona abagangayo la eSouth Africa ngithi but because of that shot ukuthi we are always in the spotlight for a lot of reasons.
Wo usho ukuthi lokugcona lanxa kubengenzanga lutho.
Sometimes I think I've said this before ukuthi akusi maZimbabweans wodwa ayenza i-crime ngithi. Not that ukuthi this is something to justify, but akhona amanye amazwe anabantu abayenza that crime. But for that fact ukuthi vele amaZimbabweans, I don't know if ukuthi ngathi they are easier target, I don't know ukuthi ngisebenzisa ibali le-right yini, but that thing very kuti yonke into ithutsha ngamaZimbabweans. Kuthiwa umuntu kunabantu ababuleweyo kuphi kuphi, uzathola ukuthi out of 5 people maybe kulo mZimbabwe ne-1. But because abanye amaZimbabweans very somehow they are famous for being notorious like South Africa, then it affects everyone that way.
Kuyezwakala. Kodwa labana sokungcono yini ukuthi lanxa umuntu elamaphepha akhe eneleyo, izizalwane ze-South Africa zithi hayi abasafuni bantu bokuza nxa bengekho kuma-critical skills, njengoba sike sakhuluma ngakho laphana ukuthi bathi hayi lanza benelisa ukuyizwa. Alizwe abanye abahlukuluzwayo njalo.
Ubungcono bangikhona because vele liyani into yokuthi amaZimbabweans they must go, or amaZimbabweans needs gang like South Africa. AmaZimbabweans local and lokuyana isasekhona, ikhona leyo. Angazi ukuthi abantu basazotshintsha or ama-South Africans asazotshintsha the way abafila ngakhona ngamaZimbabweans, angazi. But for now ikhona vele that thing yokuthi the other day I was listening to an audio, a research letter to WhatsApp, a police officer, a warning to ama motorists. Etiwe na kula bantu ababambi nkunzi kuma highways. And abantu laba ababambi nkunzi ngama Zimbabweans. So which means abantu kumele they have to bange nema streets in Batoitoye because of that. And I was like to myself that lo baba umuntu omthetho. Akala proof yokuthi uza ngamaZimbabweans la omebhulayo angazi, but yena as umuntu womthetho waye kumele kuthiwani a-insight-e ukuthi i-violence, ukuthi kube ne-violence, because obviously abantu uma sebedoyidoya kuba ne-violence phakathi, angithi. So why ephushela abantu ekuthini kabayedoyidoya bedoyidoya against amaZimbabweans?
Ye, kuyezwakala. Sake sabona lesikhathini esedluleyo abanye begcona ke umphathintambo kahulumende obona ngokwenzakala ekhaya umnumzana Motsaledi, kodwa sambuzwa yena la isithi hayi kenakazanga athi uyasekela i-Operation Dudula, yena ubefuna ukuza ukuthi kwenzakeleni. So ngezinye indlela uhulumende we-South Africa yena uthi hayi ngakukhuthazi lokho.
Ucho njalo civil, but abantu bale ngqondo abale bezicabanga bona bevoto. So isuka ibe nzima khona lapho ekuthini, of course i-government izokuthi hayi thina asivumelani la le yinto, but abantu umphakathi khona lapho elokishini vele bona babe be-100% sure. For some reason babe 100% sure, or babetshela ukuthi ba-100% sure ukuthi ngamaZimbabweans kuphela a-create crime la South Africa askisi. So i-government sometimes iyehluleka ukuthi ingabahlupha kanjani ukuthi or maybe babonise indlela ukuthi hhayi akumelanga licabange kanje, kumelanga lenze kanje because you think 1, 2, 3. Because umuntu angafuni ukuyenza into afuna ukuyenza, akula muntu ongakwanisa ukumstopha. Because umuntu uyabe determined ukuthi vele ngiyakwazi ukuthi ubani or abantu abanje yibo abayenza 1, 2, 3.
Ye, kuyeza. Hayi, khona nje kodwa bekhona abanye abazisebenzela kuhle abale msebenzi yabo emahofisini.
Bona bakhona shem, but babe sebefela khona lokho nje ukuthi umuntu ngumZimbabweni, nanto umuntu abe seyifela yena leyo.
Yes, njalo lona lolu udaba esikhuluma ngalo ukuthi amaZimbabweans ahlezi njani khona ngapho bancedisa njani abanye bekhaya, njengoba sibona umnotho unje. Sizwa abanye bekhala khona ngapho ukuthi lakhona ngapho kwele South Africa intengo isikhuphukile empahla, amafutha ezimoto okuhambisa wepetulo kuyafanana lebo dizili lani. Njalo ingcwethi yesicubungula izomnotho zikhuluma ngokuningi nje ukuthi le mpi ese-Ukraine le-Russia konke kuya-affect. Ungathi kini kubi kakhulu yini kumbe hhayi kuyahlaleka akusoze kufanele?
Nova imali yela South Africa inesisindo lijana ngazithi ngifaka ngendlela right.
Yeah, khona.
Imali yela South Africa inesisindo ayifani leyakithi. Kusahlaleka. Angazi maybe ngokuya phambili izinto zizoba wesi or zizoba kuya zibe ngcono angazi. But uma ngingakompare ukuthi ngibuyele ekhaya lokuhlala la ngibona kungcono ukuthi ngihlale la because la even ngingathengisa amatamatisi ngiyakwanisa ukuthi ngibaphilise ekhaya.
Mhm. Ngezinye indlela lanxa khona ngapha impahla zikhuphukile, intengo ikhuphukile kungcono.
Yeah, ayikhona kungcono, akufani lokuthi mnaya busekhaya.
Ye manje njoba sibona ukuthi lakho ekhaya bakhala ngintengo yama school fees lokunye okunjalo abalisi labo bathi abaholisa kwesinye isikhathi bakhalala umsebenzi. Iningi labo esifazana liboni kungcono yini ukuthi lilethe abantwana babo befunde khona ngapho kwele South Africa kumbe behlale ekhaya. Nje phakodwa nje ngisho labo abalamaphepha lakho konke.
Kona kebe kungcono ukuthi abantwana sibalethe ngapha ngithi. But then ungakhangela i-security or i-safety yangkhona. Hey, because my xenophobia for example ingavuka la. Which means sokumele ngibaleke ngigcwale iganga lonke lo mntwana. Ekubeni ekhaya ebeyabe ehleli. Ekubeni ekhaya ebeyabe ezihlalele e-safe. Of course, i-school fees sakhe sikhuphukile or siyadura. But uhleli u-safe akulasidingo sokuthi ehlale e-alert for any form of violence engavuka ukuthi soke kumele umuntu abaleke endlini and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So like for me mina into engayikhangelayo nale ukuthi ma ngingabaletha lapha that says ukuthi izinto lapha is not 100% guaranteed because I thought ukuthi sometimes ama South Africans abekho happy nge service delivery somehow they will find a way or kuzohlanganisa lama foreigners phakathi uthola ukuthi ama foreigners were being attacked for that and then manje labantwana lapha ngibaleka yiye ngathi ngibale kanjani asikho ukuthi ngizofuna sengibaleke ngathi abantwana so ikho ngase ngikhethe ukuthi hayi ngcono abantwana behlale befunde khona ngale ekhaya of course isikole fees sizokhwela siyadura and all that but ngiyazi ukuthi lapha bakhona ba safe and inhliziyo zabo zihleli phansi.
Yebo. Yebo, kuyezwakala. Besibala njalo nje kuphephandaba Lady Chronicle izolo betshengisa omunye wesifazane ukuthi ubuyile wazochiya abantwa bakhe kuthiwa ngama triplets abangu 3 wabachiyela abazali bakhe kodwa abazali ngoncedo besithi kabancedisi ngabantwana bona laba abathathu njalo abanye wayebachile vele bavele bakhangela abanye futhi ababili ubatshelile wathi la impilo inzima egoli nampa abantwana bezibonela abazali sebedinga uncedo so siyabona ukuthi abanye baletha umthwalo kulo sizo
yikho kusuka kube ne problem khona lapho ukuthi usuthwala abantwana uhamba abachiye ekhaya usukhohlwa ngabo ukuthi uthi abantwana ekhaya uyabusethi abazali abasebenzi babasapota njani abantwana yilapho esisuka sibe futhi siphambanise khona thina njengabantu of course ama problems akhona ilife iba nzima but ukuthi ungahamba uye khalalela abazali abantwana ekhaya uthi ngoba ilife ngabe yegoli inzima ukuthi uhambe ukhohlwe uyofika ku-R50 or ku-R100.
Siyabonga nkosazana Memory Sincube isizalwane ke seZimbabwe esihlala eSouth Africa njalo ekuZimbabwe community in South Africa ukuthi ubusixhasile kuhlelo lwethu. Oliver Lelisayo yimi ke usithandekile ngikhona pha eWashington DC ngisithi asidibaneni njalo ngolwesine oluzayo.
Aiwa tabatangotorawo mukana wekutenda mai chenai mutamba sere vatange tinawo muchirongwa chedu chanhasi apo tange tichipanana mazano eraramo muZimbabwe panguva yakaoma kudai nguva yekuoma kwezveupfumi hwenyika kwezvekutamburira mhuri dzedu Mai mutamba sere inyanzvi inongorora nezveupfumi nebudiriro. Mova nezuva rakanaka. Ndini ndini Praxedes Jeremiah. Zvinganei zvekare.